إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار، وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. All praise be to Allah. I thank Him. I seek His help, His guidance, and His forgiveness for me and for you and for all the Muslims. I believe in Him and I trust Him and I seek refuge in Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Verily, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah, and whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen, and I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, Al-Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation, an addition to the religion of Al-Islam. Verily, every addition to the religion of Al-Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslims. I greet you with the greeting of Al-Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, which means may the peace and the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon you all. My class tonight, inshallah, concerning the prophecies of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That means I'm going to try to present to you tonight certain things that been foretold by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That means things didn't take place in the time while the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was alive, but he had told us directly or indirectly that will take place. Why we're discussing this subject today, okay, or what is the necessity or the importance of such a subject to be discussed among the Muslims? Number one, that is part of your shahada. The second part of saying ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. I testify that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify, I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. What does it mean that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah? When you say I'm witness and I believe and I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah, it's part of this shahada that you trust all the information that been given to by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the authentic hadith. That you trust all this information, even if you could not understand it, even if doesn't make sense to you. Because the bottom line, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in Surah An-Najm, okay, وَالنَّجْمِ وَمَا هَوَى وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us in this surah, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't speak from his own desire. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَى, it's only revelation from Allah. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he speaks anything related to the Sharia, related to the law, that means he is not talking from his mind. Okay? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing him and telling him and informing him about these things. So a Muslim who testify to the unity of Allah, testify to finality of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has no way to deny or to reject anything been given by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not in action, not in information. Okay, so information been given by the Prophet, if you are Muslim, if you really Muslim, you're going to trust it, you're going to accept it, even if it's not exist, even you don't see it, even you could not comprehend how it's going to happen. Okay, but because you know he's the messenger of Allah, the one been sent by Allah, that what he's saying is true and is going to take place. So we have to learn about these things, because it's part of learning about Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Number two, why we're discussing these issues, this is for you as a Muslim to prepare yourself, to prepare yourself that when this information come or take place, you don't be surprised, you don't be shocked. You already know that the Prophet telling us that such a thing going to happen. And also is for you to prepare yourself to avoid such thing when it comes. Okay, that not to be part of it, to be different from what's going to happen, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had warned us against it. And that also teaches you that you always stick with the teaching of al-Islam. Okay, and I'm going to explain all these things. Number four, why we're discussing this subject, because as a part of our obligation as Muslims that we give da'wah, each one to the best of his ability to give da'wah, to inform others about Islam. So this is one of the things that you're going to need when you're giving da'wah, to tell the people about some of the prophecies of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That the Prophet said such and such a thing was going to happen, and now today, do you see it here in front of your own eyes? Okay? So now, we, when we learn about these things, we can use it as a part of our methodology to da'wah, invite others to Islam. In actuality, this class, it may take two or three classes, but like always, I come here with a sincere and serious intention that I try to squeeze it in one class. Sometimes works and sometimes doesn't work. But inshallah, again, I bought my intention to try to get this information in one class. And although there is many things that I can tell you today about the prophecies of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but I will try to focus tonight about things that you more were related to matter of da'wah. Because when you go to invite non-Muslims as example, certain information, if he doesn't know about the Islamic history, he's not going to be able to relate to it. Give example by this. As example, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he informed us about the first three century, the century to the best of my knowledge, and for those who don't know, is 100 years. Is this correct? How many years is a century? Is 100. Oh, I know a little bit about it. Okay, alhamdulillah. A century is 100 years. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had told us something about the first and the second and the third century. Okay, but when you go to relate this information to non-Muslims, he's not familiar with the Sahaba, he's not familiar with Islamic history, he's not going to know anything about it. As example, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he informed us on this hadith in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, خَيْرُكُمْ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ. Okay? إِنَّ بَعْدَكُمْ قَوْمًا يَخُونُونَ وَلَا يُؤْتَمَنُونَ وَيَشْهَدُونَ وَلَا يُسْتَشْهَدُونَ وَيَنْذِرُونَ وَلَا يُوفُونَ وَيَظْهَرُ فِيهِمْ السَّمِنَ. Okay, so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was telling us that the best community, and the hadith has